From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Anger continues to rise among Republicans after the release of a 2005 video of candidate Donald Trump making lewd remarks about women. Trump issued an apology, that is, Saturday morning, but he also told the Wall Street Journal newspaper that he would never quit the race for president.
I've never said I'm a perfect person, nor pretended to be someone that I'm not. I've said and done things I regret, and the words released today on this more than a decade-old video are one of them.
The brash billionaire defiantly dismissed the recording as nothing more than a distraction. He hinted he would spend the rest of his campaign arguing that opponent Hillary Clinton has committed far worse misdeeds against women. Some leading Republicans, including House of Representatives Speaker Paul Ryan and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, are beginning to withdraw their support for the party's presidential candidate after the video surfaced. Hurricane Matthew has made landfall along the coast of South Carolina after devastating areas of the Caribbean and causing hundreds of deaths in Haiti. The storm's maximum sustained winds have dropped to 140 kilometers per hour, with hurricane-force winds extending up to 75 kilometers from the center. South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley urged residents not to try to return home too early.
It is not going to be safe for you to go in. Between downed power lines and trees, and then just unsafe structures.
Matthew has killed nearly 900 people in Haiti and left tens of thousands of others homeless. The storm barreled north after passing through Haiti, the Dominican Republic, Jamaica, Cuba, and the Bahamas. At least four deaths in the state of Florida were attributed to Matthew. This